Today's daf is Vachim daf Lamed Tes. We're holding a daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. We're going to go back to Amar Rav Papa Mina Aminala. Last words on line are Mina Aminala, about 10 lines from the end of the page. The Gemara is discussing the difference, the different halachos of the last three Matnas Dam. We had already established that according to the Beis Hillel, very first mission in the Perek, the halacha is that when it comes to a Karban Chatas, the first Matnas Dam, even though you require four of them, the very first one is already Matur the Basa Bachila, you already finished the Kapara with the first one. The first one is the one that's really Ma'akev. All the other three are not Ma'akev. So we were discussing the status of the other three. In what sense are the other three Matnas Dam like a real avoda as far as being done at night, being done lachris misa sabaylim v'chulei? In what sense are they not like a real avoda? So one of the halachas that we mentioned is that when it comes to the other Matnas Dam, if it gets on the beged, it requires kibbutz. Only dam that's actually being used for kapara is going to require kibbutz. Dam ashirayim will not require kibbutz. So the Gemara is going to work on, the majority of the daf is going to work on, it's a short daf, but the majority of the daf is going to work on how we know that that's true, that the dam from the additional three matanos, if it gets on the beged, if it stains one's beged, that there's a mitzvah of kibbutz on such dam. And then the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Aleph that anything that's nisan al mizbeach hapnimi, if it's mechusar one of the mitzvos, it's not mechaper. So we're going to bring the source of that din, and we're going to quote a lengthy brisa that darshan's a pasuk, and that brisa is going to bring us into tomorrow's daf, where we're going to take piece by piece of that brisa and analyze all the various halachos that seem to be taught in that brisa. So that's basically the only two topics of today's daf. So let's go back to Amar Rav Papa Mina Aminala. So Rav Papa again is the one who said that Shalosh Matanos Achronos, the last three Matanos of Dam, if the blood gets on the blood of the Karban Chatos from those three Matanos gets on the Beged, the Beged is Totem Kibbutz. Amar Rav Papa Mina Aminala. How do I know that the Shalosh Matanos Achronos of the Chatos require a Kibbutz? The other dinim that Rav Papa said, we don't have to bring a raya for, only the din of Kibbutz. Apparently, we have to bring a raya for, because it's more mistaver that it shouldn't require kibbutz, because once the kapara is done with the first matana, it's most mistaver that the rest of the dam is not really called dam that's mechaper that should require kibbutz. So we have to, we only, as that's what Karen Or points out, the Gemara only feels it necessary to bring a raya to this halacha. The other halachas don't seem to require a raya. So what's his raya? The Tanan, because the Mishnah is going to say later on in the Masechta, Nitaz min hatzavar ala beged, einotan kibbutz. If blood splatters from the neck of the animal directly onto the beged, so then it's not going to require kibbutz. Pasuk says, Vasher yaze mi dama al habeged, asher yizeh oleot chabes b'makom kadosh. From the fact that it says asher yaze, we learn that only dam that's ra'ui lahaza'a requires kibbutz. Dam that sprinkles or that squirts straight from the neck of the animal onto the beged was never in a skabel in a klish sharis. It never had a kabbalah sadan. Memele, it was never ra'ui lahaza'a. If it's not ra'ui lahaza'a, there's no requirement of kibbutz. Similarly, min hakeren, if the blood splatters from the keren, you already placed it on the keren in the mizbeach like you were supposed to, umin ha'yisod, or you already poured out the shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach, and that blood splattered onto your beged, einotam kibbutz. That also does not require kibbutz, because from the pasuk of Asher Yazeh, we darshan that only dam that's omid lahaza'a, that will need haza'a, requires kibbutz, meaning dam that you haven't yet done haza'a with. But the dam that's coming from the keren, the dam that's coming from the yisod, that dam you already did haza'a with. So from the fact that the Mishnah says that dam that squirts from the keren does not require kibbutz, we're medayek that only if it comes from that which is already on the keren does not require kibbutz. Hamina ra'ui l'keren, totem kibbutz. But that implies that anything that is yet to be placed on the keren, but should be placed on the keren, if that blood gets on the begadim, then it will require kibbutz. These three matnos dam, after the original matnos dam, should be done. L'chadchila, they should be placed on the keren. They're not ma'akev, but l'chadchila, mechila, they should be placed on the keren. They're omeid to be placed on the keren. So the diuk that we're making from this mishnah is that it's going to require kibbutz. It's only if it's after it's already been on the keren that it won't require kibbutz, but right before it's on the keren, it will require kibbutz. So says the Gemara, it's a beautiful diuk, but if you're going to make that diuk, you have to be consistent in how you're medayik in the mishnah. Because what did the mishnah say? The mishnah said that if it comes from the keren, it does not require kibbutz, and if it comes from the yesod, it doesn't require kibbutz. So if you're going to make a diuk, anything that was about to be on the keren, that should be on the keren, or that will be on the keren, does require kibbutz, then you should make a similar diuk. Anything that should be in the yesod, before it's poured into the yesod, the shirayim, after you've done all four matnos dam, that should require kibbutz as well. And we know that's not true. Ulitaimeich, according to what you're telling me, that you're medayek, that only the dam that was already on the keren does not require kibbutz, but dam that's omeid to be put on the keren would require kibbutz. If you make that diuk, then when it says mina yesod, that if the blood splatters from the yesod of the mizbeach, eino ta'un kibbutz, that it does not require kibbutz, so you should make the diuk ha-ha-ra'i li-yesod, ha-min-ha-ra'i li-yesod, but the dam that's about to be poured into the yesod, but has not yet been poured into the yesod, if that gets on the begadim, ta'un kibbutz, that should require kibbutz begadim, and we know that's not true, because asher yazeksiv, Pasuk says asher yazeh, and we darshan only that which still requires to sprinkling on the mizbeach, prat lezeh shekvar huza, as opposed to the blood that already had hazah on the mizbeach, which will not require kibbutz. So al karchach, you have to say, Hamani, who's the Tana that taught this mishnah, that even the dam ashirayim, even the dam that's going to be placed on the yisod requires kibbutz, Rabbi Nechemia. That must be the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia. We haven't seen Rabbi Nechemia yet. We're about to. He's the one that holds this idea that even the dam ashirayim will require kibbutz. So yes, that same Rabbi Nechemia who holds that the dam ashirayim will require kibbutz will hold that the shalosh matnos dam require kibbutz. But that's hardly a raya that the Rabbana and that everybody else would hold that the shalosh matnos dam after the original matnos dam are going to require kibbutz. So we're back to the original question. Rav Papa wanted to say, he was going through all the different halachos of these three extra, so to speak, extra matnos dam. And one of the halachos that he said is that if it gets on your beged, it requires kibbutz. He thought he had a raya from Mishnah, but that Mishnah has now been proven to be a das yachid. That Mishnah is only Rabbi Nechemia. Rav Papa is going to have to prove again. It could be that according to the Rabbanan, only the dam from the first matnos dam would require kibbutz. The dam from the other three would not require kibbutz. Rav Papa is going to have to prove that they do require kibbutz. It's only Rabbi Nechemia who we find that holds this way. Rabbanan disagreed. Rabbi Nechemia holds the dam of Shirayim does not require kibbutz. So it could be that also the dam of the three matanos after the original one do not require kibbutz against the shita of Rav Papa. That's how Rashi understands this Gemara, that when we say Hamani Rabbi Nechemia, that's part of the kasha. And we are we're rejecting Rav Papa's raya. Tosos asks, and according to Rashi, the Gemara should have said Ella, like the Gemara always says when it goes back from what it said previously. So Tosos says, no, the Gemara is trying to answer the Kasha and to say that Rav Papa's raya is a good raya, because if we find it, I mean, Nechemia holds that the Dama Yisod is Ton Kibbutz, that Yechayev Alav Bechutz and it's Ton Kibbutz. The same would be true. Whatever Rabbi Nechemia holds about the Dama Yisod, the Rabbanan must hold about the three matnos dam that you put on the Mizbeach. Because since you're chayiv mishum akrabas chutz, it should also require kibbutz. The way Tosfos understands it is we're saying midivrei Rabbi Nechemia nishma l'rabbanan. From what Rabbi Nechemia is saying, you should then be able to be medayek what the Rabbanan would hold, that there is a relationship between when you're chayiv for bringing something b'chutz and when there's going to be requirement of kibbutz. That's what Tosfos says, that this was the answer, not the question. So now we mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia, but we haven't said what the source of such a shita is. So the Gemara says, here's the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on, much later in the Masechta Daf Kuf Yud, that quotes the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia. That Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Shiyore Adam, Sheikriven Bechutz, Chayiv. The damashirayim, even of the chatos achitzonios that are not ma'akiv the kapara, the shiori adam of regular carbon chatos is not ma'akiv the kapara. You just pour it into the yisod mizbech. But if you bring it outside the azara, Rabbi Nechemia holds your chayiv kares for that, because Rabbi Nechemia is chayiv kares for Akravas Chutz, he considers it dam gomur. He considers this absolute dam, and if it's considered absolute dam for every halacha, including being chayiv karis for bringing up a chutz, it's considered dam gomur as far as the din of kibbutz is concerned as well. So the Gemara says, nah, that doesn't necessarily mean. All Rabbi Nechemiah said in that Mishnah is that if you bring up a chutz lazara, you're going to be chayiv karis. He never said anything about kibbutz in that Mishnah. Yeah, you find in that Mishnah that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that the Dam HaShiraim is considered absolute Dam when it comes to the Yisr of being Makrav B'chutz, because that has nothing to do with its status as Dam per se. The fact that you're Chayiv when you're Makrav B'chutz is you're Chayiv on anything that's Roy LaHakrivo B'fnim, you're Chayiv when you're Makrav B'chutz. It doesn't have to be Dam. Just like Yevarim and Pedarim, the fats of the animal are not dam, and nevertheless, when you're makter them bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. But as far as kibbutz is concerned, kibbutz is a din in dam. Do we necessarily know that Rabbi Nechemiah considers the dam as shirayim to have a full status of dam, that you're going to be chayiv a kibbutz? So says Mary in. Yeah, we find that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, when it comes to the din of kibbutz, it absolutely has a full-fledged din of dam. Because Valtanya, we have a brisa, this Valtanya's benichusa, that we have, Rashi points out on top, Valtanya, we have a brisa that tells us, dam matunim yisod, the dam that has to be poured into the yisod of the mizbeach, like the dam shirayim of the chatos, if it gets on your beged, tu'unin kibbutz, it requires kibbutz, and if at the time that you're being shofich, the shirayim, you have a machshava to eat the basar, chutzlis mano, that machshava is going to be mefagel the karban. That machshava is going to make the karban pigle, because the karban chatos can only be eaten for the day that you're bringing it and the laila that follows the day that you're bringing it. The next day it's already noser, it's already aser ba'achila, so having a machshava to eat it the next day, you're going to make it pigle. But what a chiddush that the shirayim, that even when you're pouring the shirayim into the yisod, that two chiddushim. Number one, that blood is called blood as far as tu'un kibbutz, that if it gets on the beged it requires kibbutz. And number two, that you can make it pigle when you have a machshavas chutzlis mano by just pouring out the shirayim. And a third chiddush, v'amal mehen b'chutz chayiv. And if you're makriv that dam hashirayim outside of the azara, you're chayiv for akravas chutz. You're going to be chayiv kares. And number four, v'damim hanishpach na'ama. When it comes to the blood, not that's being poured, not the shirayim of the carbon that's being poured into the yisod and mizbeach, the dam of pasul karbanos that's poured into the amma. The amma is like the system that gets rid of the waste from the azara. You pour it into the amma samayim that passes through the azara. That blood is not going to require kibbutz because that's not real dam anymore. You pour dam into there thinking that you're going to eat the basar of the karban tomorrow, that's not going to be mefagel the karban. And if you take some of that dam and you bring it outside and you makrav it outside of the azara, that you're going to be potter because that was not roy lakrava b'fnim. But the point is that what the Bryce is drawing a distinction between is dam that's shiareya karban, the shiareya dam which is poured into the yisod of the mizbech, which apparently has a full fledged status of dam for all three of these halachos, that it requires kibbutz, that machsheves pigul is still going to be effective, that if you're makrav b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv, and it's only the dam that's mamish waste that's from a carbon that's pasul that you're pouring into the amma that doesn't have the full-fledged status of dam regarding these three halachas. So man shamet le da'amar malame and b'chutz chayiv. Who's the only one that holds that the dam hashirayim, that if you're malad the dam hashirayim b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv? Rabbi Nechemiah, we know that that's Rabbi Nechemiah. And look what it said, v'kamar tam kibbutz. And he also said that it requires kibbutz. So you're questioning, is there a relationship between the din that if you're malad b'chutz, you're chayiv, and that it's tam kibbutz? The answer is yes, you see in this price. Absolutely there's a relationship. You're only going to be chayiv malad b'chutz if it's something that would still halachically be considered dam, and it's only going to require kibbutz if it's something that's still halachically considered dam. So absolutely, our raya was a good raya, because you see, Rabbi Nechemia holds of that relationship. So the Gemara rejects that raya. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, umachshava mo'elsben. What does that mean? That we have to understand what the Bryce is even talking about. We're saying that when you're shofich the dam hashirayim into the yisod of the mizbech, and you're having machshava of chutz l'zmano, that's going to turn the carbon into pigle? That can't be. V'atanya, we have a brisa, we already learned that a machshava's pigle is only effective if it's a machshava while you're doing an avoda that's ma'akev the carbon. You're doing a shchita, you're doing kabbalah, you're doing a zrika, but a machshava while you're being shofich, the shirayim, that's going to make it pigle. Yatsu shirayim, haktara seymurin, shein makvin asa kapara, shein machshava mo'el esben. We said that all these things that we do that are not makiv the kapara, like pouring the dam into the pouring the shiari adam into the yisod mizbeach, burning the emurin, those things aren't necessary for kapara, and therefore you cannot machshavas pigul is not going to affect them at all. So the Gemara answers, ki tanya ahi, when we say that a machshavas mo'il, it's b'sholosh matonos shevachatas. It's talking about the last three matonos dam of the karban chatas. So when the Braisa says that it requires kibus, it's only by the sholosh matonos of the chatas, not the dam hashirayim. So you cannot prove from this brisa that the dam hashirayim is taught in kibbutz. Turns out somewhat interesting that we wanted to bring a raya that the dam hashirayim, according to Rabbi Nechemia, requires kibbutz. Okay, so we've rejected that raya. You can't prove anything about the dam hashirayim because there's no way that the dam hashirayim could be mefagel the carbon. Dam hashirayim is absolutely not going to be require kibbutz. But according to what we're saying right now, the brisa means it's still a raya for Rav Papa. Meaning the bigger picture, what we were trying to do is Rav Papa was trying to prove that the shalosh matanos, that after you already did your matana achas, you already got your kapara, the shalosh subsequent matanos do require kibbutz. So the Gemara says, yeah, this brisa that says talim kibbutz is talking about the shalosh subsequent matanos. So it actually turns out to be a good raya in the bigger picture for what we were talking about. Now, a couple of points along the way over here. L'chora, when we spoke about being the dam that you shofech, when the Braisa spoke about the dam that you shofech into the Amma, that machshav is not mo'el behen, malmen b'chutz is pater, right? It's ain't tun in kibbutz. So it's somewhat difficult because what do you pour into the Amma? You only pour dam of a carbon that was nifsal, right, into the Amma. You only pour dam that's no longer usable. Well, if the dam became possible, the mail of the carbon is possible, because the kapara can only be achieved from the dam of the carbon. So if the dam is possible, the carbon is possible. So what do I care whether machshava is moel is behen or not? I have a machshava now while I'm being shofech l'dam into the Amma. Is that going to ruin the carbon? Guess what? If you're being shofech l'dam into the Amma, the carbon is already ruined. So why should it matter that the machshava is mo'ela? So in the Sefer Rosh HaMizbeach, he suggests that even if the carbon is pasul, there's still a difference between pigul, which you chayev kares, and regular pasul. It could be that the dam somehow became pasul, but a machshava's chutz l'zmano could elevate it to the level of pigul. Or, he says it could be, let's say there's still dam nefesh in the behema, so you can go back and you can take from that dam. So if we're going to say that a machshava, while you're pouring into the amma, can make it pigul, if machshava were mo'elis ben, then you're not going to be able to go back and take from the dam hanefesh that's still in the tzavara behema. But if it doesn't make a pigul, which it in fact doesn't, you're just taking the dam that had become nifsal, you're pouring it out because you have to get rid of it, you may still be able to go back to the tzavara of the behema, get more dam, and do it properly. So that's one point over here. Another point to make over here is that we had mentioned that the shirayim, the Torah Simurim, are not makiv the kapara because machshava is not moel espem. Tosos raises the question: why doesn't Gemara just say that the brisa that says machshava works for shvicha shirayim? I mean, we had a kasha. How can you say that machshava works by pouring out the shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach? We have beferush that anything that's not makiv the kapara, the machshava is not going to do anything. Yeah, maybe there's two different types of machshava when it comes to shvicha shirayim. There's machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutzlas mano while you're doing the shchita, while you're doing a real avodah that's ma'akiv the carbon. You'll have a machshava that I'm going to pour out the shirayim chutzlas mano, and then there's the machshava while you're doing the shvicha shirayim. Maybe when the Braisa said that machshava of shirayim is not going to passel the carbon, that's about a machshava while you're actually being shochech the shirayim. But maybe when we said that a machshava of shvicha shirayim is going to passel the carbon, maybe that's talking about a machshava of when you're doing the shchita to be shofich the shirayim chutzlas mano. So it could be. So the Tosfos suggests though that the mashmos of the price of machshava mo'elis ben sounds like we're talking about a machshava that you're doing b'shas shvichas hashirayim. It doesn't sound like we're talking about having a machshava b'shas shchita for the shvicha shirayim, so that's why we didn't assume that way. So even though the Brisa says machshava malz ben, it has to be talking about that you're having machshava with the damer shirayim themselves. And when the Gemara says that the Brisa that talks about machshava malz b'shvicha shirayim is mechashiv ba'avoda during another avoda to be shofich the shirayim lemachar, that's because over there on Daf Yud Gimel when we had such a Brisa, the lashon of the Brisa sounded more that it was talking about that. Was talking about that. Okay, so now the Gemara asks further. Ihachi, if the Brisa is talking about the dam of the Shalosh Matanos, and that's what we're saying is going to require a kibbutz, why does the Brisa say to unin nesod? The Brisa says whatever dam we're talking about, it says it needs to go in the yesod. The dam of the Shalosh Matanos doesn't go into the yesod. Lekeranazli, it has to be put on the other three karnos hamizbeach. So if we're going to say that Brisa is talking about the dam of these three matanos, then we're identifying the wrong spot to put it. So the Gemara says, no, you know what? The Brisa is talking about those three matanos. When it says it's to in yesod, it doesn't mean you have to pour it into the yesod. Ema nit onin yesod. It means that the dam of these three matanos, after you do the matanos, the shirayim from them is going to be poured into the yisod, but not that that's their ikur mitzvah. No, the ikur mitzvah is to do the matanos dam and the karnos hamizbeach, and then when you finish that, whatever's left over, you pour into the yisod. So that Gemara says, but still, umachshava mo'elis ben. Can you say that if you have machsheves pigul at the time that you're putting the three matanos on the mizbeach, that's going to make the carbon pigul? Ha'amrit, but we already said in yesterday's daf, lo sharya, v'lo mefagla, v'lo aila legavai, kisofan, that these three extra matnos dam have certain halachos like shiarei adam, namely that they're not matir the basa b'achila. The first matnos dam was already matir basa b'achila. They're not mefagel the korban, because once you've already done the first matnos dam, the it's no longer eligible to become pigul. And they don't have a psul of kenisa lufnim of bringing. If you do one matana, the mizbeach achitzon, and you bring the rest of the dam into the heichal, it doesn't passel the chatas from like it would if you would bring all of the dam lufnim. Because all of those and all of these three dinim about these three matnas dam are kisofan, meaning that these three matnas dam have a similar status to the dam ashirayim. So it's explicit in the brisa that the dam of the three matanos is not mefagel the carbon. So how can you tell me that the brisa that says that machshava moelis behen is talking about three matnas dam, by three matnas dam machshava is not moelis behen? It does not make it pigle. Ela kitanya hi bedamim hapnimiyim. No, so the Gemara says we misunderstood. We have to we have to reject that understanding of the Brisa. When the Brisa says that damim that requires yisod machshava moelis ben, it's talking about the dam hashirayim, but not and not the dam of the three matanos, but not the dam hashirayim of the chatos hachitzonios like we've been assuming to this point. But rather, we're talking about the chatos hapnimios. And we're assuming, like a shita we're going to have in a couple of weeks, that shvichas dam ashirayim hapnimiyim is ma'akev the kapara of the korban. That pouring the dam ashirayim of the chatos hapnimios will affect the kapara of the carbon. That's going to be machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to have in tomorrow's daf, but that's what we're assuming. So since it's ma'akev the kapara, it's chashuv enough to be mefagel the carbon if you have a machsheves pigle while you're doing it, and you're going to be chayiv if you're makrovit b'chutz, and if any of it splatters onto your beged, it's going to require a kibbutz. All three dinim of the brisa will now make sense, because dam ashirayim of chatos apnimios is absolutely full-fledged dam. But dam ashirayim of chatos achitonios, it's not makrev the kapara. Machshav is not moela spent to make it pigle. It will not require a kibbutz, and therefore we can't prove from here that dam ashirayim of chatos achitonios requires kibbutz. So says the Gemara, okay, so if the Bryce is talking about the chatos apnimios, so we could be medaik that dafka, the shiyore hadam of the pnimium, has all these three dinim, that it requires kibbutz, that a machshava will be able to make it pigle, that you're going to be chayiv for being malit b'chutz. Aval b'damim achitzonim, but that implies that the shiyore dam of not the dam, the chatos apnimios, but the chatos achitzonios, my, what would their din be? Potter. All these three dinim do not apply to them. So if that's the case, adetani daman neshpachim la'ama, you know what the Braisa did? The Braisa drew a contrast. It made a contrast between the dam hashirayim and the dam that you're pouring into the ama. But wait, if dam hashirayim meant the dam hashirayim of the pnimium, you want to make a better contrast? Say there's a difference between dam hashirayim and dam hashirayim. Not dam hashirayim and the dam that you're pouring into the amma. There's a difference between the dam hashirayim of the pnimium, which has all these three dinim, and the dam hashirayim of the chitzonim, which don't have, chatos hachitzonios, which don't have all these three dinim. Adatani dam manashpach on the amma, instead of giving an example of the dam that's pasul, that you're pouring into the amma, that doesn't have the status of dam, for these three halachas to be chayiv b'chutz, and to be required kibbutz, and to still be mefagel, liflag listening b'dida, why can't you be mechalik within the world of dam ashirayim? That b'med dvarim amurim b'dam ma'pnimim, avu b'dam ma'chitzonim, pater, that all these three halachas are only by the dam ma'pnimim, but not by the dam ma'chitzonim. So says the Gemara, hamani rem nechemihi, dam ashirayim dam shakrivim b'chutz chayiv, v'lo masin le'tlasa p'ture, le'bahadei tlasa chiyuvei. It must be that this b'risa is assuming like Rabbi Nechanya, who holds that even the Shiari Adam of the Chatos Achitzonios, you're chayiv if you're makiv them b'chutz. Now it's not going to require kibbutz. It's not going to. It's not going to be. You're not going to be able to be mefagel. It's a machshav is not going to be moelis ben. But one of these three halachos will still apply to the Shiari Adam of the Chatos Achitzonios according to Rabbi Nechanya. So if you want to make a clean cut, you want to show three halachos that apply here, and none of those three halachos apply here. According to Rabbi Nechemia, you can't say the Shiari Adam of the Pnimium versus the Shiari Adam of the Chitzonios. Because Shiari Adam of the Pnimium, yes, all three halachos will apply. The Shiari Adam of the Chitzonios, according to Rabbi Nechemia, only two out of the three halachos will apply, but one of them won't. So in order to make a clean cut, we have to, in order to make a clean, clear distinction, it had to distinguish between the Shiari Adam premium versus the dam that it's already possible that you're pouring into the amma. That was the only way it was going to work. So, okay, so that was all Rav Papa's, the discussion surrounding Rav Papa's original araya. Now we're going to say Rav Papa has an additional araya. So, again, what was Rav Papa's basic chiddush? That even though when you put the first dam of the Chatos HaChitonios on the Mizbeach, so you already have a kapara, the three additional Matnos dam, three additional Matnos dam, the blood from three additional Matnos dam would be toned kibbutz. So if it gets on your beged, you'd have to do kibbutz. Ravina Amar, when Ravina says, Mina Keren Mamish, Mina Yisod, Mina Royal Yisod. Go back to the Braisa that we made a diuk from. We said Mina Keren does not require kibbutz. Any blood that splatters from the Keren does not require kibbutz. That was a fair diuk to make, that yes, any blood that was already on the Keren does not require kibbutz, but if it's about to be on the Keren, but not yet on the Keren, will require kibbutz, including the Shalosh Matanos. But then when the Braisa says Mina Yisod, we said then you have to make the same diuk in Mina Yisod. Ravina says, no, you don't. Mina Yisod means Mina Ro'i Li Yisod. blood spilling from the yisod onto your beged not requiring a kibbutz, not only if it's already been in the yisod, even if it's just rotly the yisod, it's not going to require kibbutz. Amli Rav Tachlifa Bar Gazel LeRavina, how can you explain the Mishnah that way? Ema idivi idi ra'uhu. All the Mishnah said is min hakeren u'min hayisod, it doesn't require kibbutz. How can you say those mean different things? The word min means different things, two words apart from each other. Min hakeren means only if it was actually already on the keren. Min hayisod means that which belongs on the yisod, even if it wasn't actually on. So he said, that's not a kasha, because if you're going to say that the dam that's on the keren and the dam that's on the yisod, so it doesn't make any sense. If the dam that's ro'i l'keren is not going to require kibbutz, so ro'i l'yisod, of course it's not going to require kibbutz. It's a kal v'chomer. The dam that's ro'i l'keren is already, you already did the first matnas dam. If that's not going to require kibbutz because it's no longer called dam, then for sure the dam that's ro'i for the yisod, where all the matnas dam are already done, dam that's ro'i for the yisod means you already did all four matnas dam. Of course that's not going to require kibbutz. Ella, minakeren mamish, minayisod, minaroi liyisod. The only way for the Mishnah to make sense is minakeren not requiring kibbutz means it's already been on the keren, but dam that's roi to be put on the keren would require kibbutz. Minayisod means even the dam that's not yet on the yisod does not require kibbutz, and that's how Rav Papa's mochiach from the Mishnah that these three matanos of dam do in fact require kibbutz. Okay, then the Mishnah wants to say calling tanim al mizbeach hapnimi, that when it comes to the mizbeach, all this discussion of the one being ma'akev and everything beyond that just being the mitzvah, that's on the mizbeach hachitzon. But on the mizbeach hapnimi, if you're missing any one of your matnas dam that are required in the mizbeach hapnimi, the whole thing is not mechaper. So Tan Rabban, the Braisa tells us as follows: after the Torah tells us about the par and davar shel tzibur, it says va'asa kasher asa, that you should do to the par like you did to the par achatas asher yasalov, meaning you do to the par and davar shel tzibur the same thing you do with the par achatas of the kohen mashiach that the Torah had previously spoken about. Mabal lilmod, this pasuk seems totally extra because every avoda of the paralam davar shel tzibur is explicit by the paralam davar shel tzibur. So why does the Torah have to say, oh, you want to know what to do with the paralam davar shel tzibur? Look what you did with the par kohen mashiach. It already says in the Torah what to do with the paralam davar shel tzibur. Lich bal ba'aza aso, it comes to teach me twice about the sprinkling of the dam. The limeit shem chisrach is mikol matanos las v'lo klum, and the rule by kachem is whenever it's shana lev hakasuv la'akev. If the Torah tells me something twice, I know that it's ma'akev. So all the matnos dam are going to be ma'akev. So the Braisa says, Ein li ela matan sheva. I would only know the seven sprinklings of dam on the parochas, shema'akvos b'chal makom, which are always ma'akev. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf can explain what that means. What do you mean, always ma'akev? How often do we do that? Are we sprinkling blood on the kaparas? Okay, but on the parochas, rather. But that's always ma'akev. So matan arba minayim, but how do I know the four matnas dam that you put on the kanus hamizbeach, which by the chatos hachitzonios are not ma'akev? How do I know by the mizbeach hapnimi they are ma'akev? Tamalomar ken ye'asa. That's what, because the fact that it says ken ye'asa, which is unnecessary to teach me about the seven matanos, must be teaching me about the arba matanos that they're ma'akev the kapara lapar. And then when the pasuk says lapar ze par yom kippurim, that's telling me that to equate it to the par yom kippurim to the par helam davar shel tzibur. And we're going to explain each line that we're saying right now. We're going to explain by Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Then the Braisa goes on to say, Kasher Asa Lepar, Ze Par Kohen Mashiach. When it says Kasher Asa Lepar, that's coming to include even a Par Kohen Mashiach, which it didn't say in the Parsha of Par Kohen Mashiach, it didn't say the Matnos Dam twice, so I need to make this Hekesh to be Shana Olav La'akev, to tell me that every Matan Dam of the Par Kohen Mashiach is Ma'akev as well. And then the word Hachatos, what does that come to tell me? Other Chatos of a Tzibur, that they're also like the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, Elu Si'irei Avodas Kochavim. These are that's a reference to the Si'irei Avodas Zara, whose halachos are not explicit when the Torah talks about them. So we're trying to tell us that they have the same din of part helm davar shel tzibur, that they require hazah in the proches on the mizbech apnimi, and that they have to be burnt chutz l'shalosh machanos. So now the Brisa says, okay, yachol shani marbe. So I might think, once I'm including all of these different karbanos, that they require all of these hazaos, afsi irei haragalim, usirei reshe chadashim, maybe the sirei haragalim, sirei reshe chadashim should also have the same status as the chataos penimios, should also require hazah bifnim in the heichal, and should also be burnt, chutzel gimel machnos. Tamal Omer, that's why the pasuk says, lo. It says, kein yase, lo with a vav. Lo is a miut. That yes, the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur has such a din of all these hazaos and the Shreif HaChutz L'Gimel Machnos, but not the Sirei Regalim, not the Sirei Rosh HaChadashim. Wow, so we had all of these words to be marba, one carbon after another, and then the word lo is mima'it, two specific types of karbanos. Says Mar, Umari, Salarabel Saselu, Lahot Yaselu, how did you choose which karbanos to be marba? Sirei Avodz Chavim, yeah, that you're marba. When it comes to Sirei Regalim, Sirei Rosh HaChadashim, that you're mima'it. That reason, why not say the opposite? That we're being marba Sirei Regalim Rosh HaChadashim, we're being mima'it Sirei Avodz Chavim. So Gemara says, Achash Shriba Akasov Rumiyet. Once we find that the Torah is being marba and it's being mima'it, marba nias elu shemechaprin alaveris mitzvah yedua. It's more mistaver to include the Sirei Avodz Chavim because they are mechaper on a known avera. So in that sense, they're much more similar to the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, which is mechaper on a known avera. Umotzi ani elu she'ein mechaper on alaveris mitzvah yedua, as opposed to the Sirei Regalim, the Sirei Rosh Chadashim, that are not mechaper on any avera that is known to you. The Sirei Regalim Rosh Chadashim are mechaper for someone who enters into the Beis Hamikdash or eats kachim betumas haguf, where he doesn't know about it, where he did it accidentally, he was never aware of his tumah problem. That's very different than Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, where it's mechaper for a known avera. The Brisa then continues, v'chiper, when the pasuk says v'chiper, it sounds like you're always getting kapara, that means afal pi shelo samach, even though the zekenim did not do smicha on the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, it's still going to be mechaper b'diyavad. The smicha is only a din l'chachila, it's not ma'akev b'diyavad. V'nislach, when it says v'nislach, you get a slicha. Remember we said yesterday, v'chiper and v'nislach are very similar words, so they sound like they're saying the same thing. So no, it must be telling me an additional chiddush that af plishalonos and shirayim, that even though you didn't pour the shirayim into the yisod mizbeach, because the pasuk says it's kol adam yishpach al yisod mizbeach ha'ola, that whatever dam is left over has to be poured into the yisod. That's not ma'akev the kapara shvichas hashirayim is only a din lechachila. It's not a din. It's not going to be ma'akev b'diavad. So it says the Gemara, okay, but umari isa. What lifts all ba'azos la'achshav b'smich v'shirayim? Meaning, you have vasa kasharasa, which teaches us the din to pasul ba'azos. How do you know that? How do you know that if you're missing any of the azos of these karbanos, that the karban is going to be pasul? That is absolutely ma'akev. And then to use the words v'chiper and v'nislach to tell me what's not ma'akev, to tell me that the smicha and shirayim are not ma'akev, that they're only dinim l'chachila. Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe smicha and shirayim should be ma'akev. Maybe the full number of hazaos should only be a din l'chachila and should not be ma'akev. So marta posel ba'hazaos shema'akvos b'chol makom. So the Brisa says, the way the Brisa understands, we're going to posel hazaos, meaning if you're lacking any hazaos, that's going to posel the korban, because that's always ma'akev. Hazaos are always ma'akev. What? They're always ma'akev? We just spent a whole two dafim saying how they're not always ma'akev. So that's going to be in tomorrow's daf. We're going to discuss each line of this brisa. Every line the brisa says is a chiddush. So what does that mean? We'll see tomorrow. Umachshir ani b'smicha b'shirayim, and I'm going to tell you that smicha and the shirayim into the yisodim zbech are not ma'akev because she'in ma'akvos b'kol makom, because they never tend to be ma'akev. So that's the brisa. That's from tomorrow. The daf picks up with Amar Mar, and we're going to go through one by one. We're going to go through the different pieces of this brisa to explain them properly.